Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama has strongly condemned what he called the Russian and Syrian airstrikes on civilians in Aleppo. Secretary of State John Kerry also addressed the situation in Syria.
It's one of those, you know, moments where we're going to have to pursue other alternatives for a period of time, barring some clearer indication by the warring parties that they're prepared to consider how to approach this more effectively.
United States is pushing Russia to pressure Syria to honor a ceasefire and let relief convoys into Aleppo. Sudan's Justice Minister Awad Hassan al-Nour has refuted claims by displaced persons in the Jebel Amhara area of Darfur that they suffered chemical exposure at the hands of the government of Sudan. Amnesty International says the symptoms of the people of Jebel Amhara are due to chemical weapons used by Sudanese authorities. United Nations Refugee Agency warning the impending battle by Iraqi government forces to retake the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants could trigger one of the largest man-made disasters in many years. UNHCR representative in Iraq, Bruno Ghetto, says his agency is concerned about the safety and protection of civilians fleeing Mosul.
There is that risk that civilians may be used as human shields. So it will require a lot of tactics, I presume, from the military and from the coalition to try and extract them.
Ghetto warns Iraqi civilians could get caught in the terrible situation. This is VOA News.